It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Oh, yeah. It's October, but that doesn't matter. It's time for college basketball 2023-24 here on K-Radio, and tonight is the debut game as the Benedictine College Lady Ravens are on the road in Leavenworth, Kansas, being hosted by the Spires of St. Mary University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer. Back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, Luke's right shotgun. He's just, somebody needs to. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. It is so good to have you along with us here tonight as both of these teams, they've been practicing, I'm sure, feels to them like forever. And I'm going to tell you, basketball fan is pretty hungry. There are really a lot of people in the gym tonight. You never know what to expect. First game in, it's a Monday night. I mean, you could be doing 1,000 things, and a lot of people have elected to come out to the gym here this evening and take in ladies' college basketball. And the fact also that it is a one-game-only evening, and that game starting at 7:30, kind of a little bit of a late start compared to what we will see during the course of the regular season. But all that said and all of that aside, we're getting set to go with hoops here tonight. That brings us to the starting lineups for the two ball clubs. And let's dive into those right now. First of all, for the University of St. Mary, under head coach Andy Kelly, USM is going to be starting Demi Amal. She is a 5'6" senior from Wellsville, Kansas, a transfer from Baker. They got Tanea Sims. She's from Houston, Texas, the 6-foot senior. She's a transfer from Blinn College. From Leavenworth, Kansas, a hometown product, Alicia Brown. She's a 5'7" guard transferring from Rogers State. Moving down the list, you're going to have Alanis Delgado. Alanis is from Surprise, Arizona, the springtime home of the Kansas City Royals. She went to Valley Vista High School. She is a 5'5" junior guard. And rounding it out at 5'9" from Elgin, Oklahoma, a transfer from Oklahoma City University. Let me tell you, the stars are good. It's going to be Paige Pendley. She is a senior, and she is 5'9". So for St. Mary, it is Amal, Sims, Delgado, Brown, and Pendley. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom, is assistant coach Andy Connolly. Lady Ravens are going to be starting some familiar names, some not so familiar names tonight. Here we go. Jumping right in at the one, you're going to find Kennedy Nicholson, 5'6" junior from Eisenhower High School in Goddard. From Seneca, Kansas, Nemaha Central High School grad, Allie Kramer, 5'7" senior. Josie Weiser, she's out of Jeff North, a senior at 5'11". You're going to find then the two new players, Riley Roddinghouse. Riley, out of Seneca, Kansas, an old high school teammate of Allie Kramer's when they were in high school. She transferred into Benedictine this year from Newman. She's a 6'3 junior. And rounding it out is going to be Nicole Stork, a 5'11 freshman from Adel, Iowa. So that said, we're getting ready to go, and we'll be back to bring you the tip right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to the gymnasium here on the USM campus. We've just had an absolutely delightful rendition of the national anthem by a Spire student, and she did a magnificent job, so that was well done. And a crowd, pins and needles, and they're just getting ready to go. And not to wait long to get to a BC men's game gymnasium, and we'll be there with them Wednesday evening. So we look forward to bringing you that game. BC men's basketball here on CARE. 7 o'clock tip off for that one from the Nolan Gymnasium. And then, of course, it's a busy sports schedule. The best of times when the seasons overlap is we'll have Thursday night sports look. We'll have Friday night from Amelia Earhart Stadium. It'll be Atchison, Phoenix, and Eudora, the Cardinals in the regional round of the Class 4A state football playoff. And then an early launch from Atchison and a trip to St. Louis as the Benedictine Football Ravens as a 1 o'clock game at Missouri Baptist. And it is just right off Farty Highway. If you're from St. Louis, you know exactly where that is. So we're going to be in St. Louis with the Ravens for that, a 1 o'clock kick on, but a pregame on CARE at about 12:45 Saturday afternoon. So, Joseph, wait a minute. Can't we get something Tuesday? I don't think we have any games tomorrow night. It's the only night of the week we don't have something. We got to talk to programming. It's absolutely unheard of. Teams huddled up around the respective coaching staffs as we're about ready to get this thing underway here tonight. The Benedictine Lady Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. For the Lady Spires, it's the home whites with Michigan-esque gold and navy. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it'll be Tanea Sims and Cora Benedict, and it'll be Riley Ridinghouse, and the ball goes up, the tip is away, it'll be controlled down by the Lady Ravens, and Allie Kramer's bringing it up the court. We are underway. Allie will dish it over to the right side of Ridinghouse. Kind of cool to see two old high school teammates now playing college ball together. Top of the key, it's for three, and off the right side of the rim, no good, and the rebound. We lost out of bounds off her knee by Tania Sims. It will come back into Benedictine from their baseline. Shot clock's going to go back to 20. Kramer looking to bring it in. We'll swing it over to the left side. Josie has it. Weiser pushes it off on top. Back over to the right side it comes, and now the ball gets away. Kennedy thought it was going to go to the wing. That's where she went, but the ball went up instead, nearer the top of the key and out of bounds. It'll be St. Mary basketball. We're still scoreless half a minute into the ballgame. St. Mary's bringing it up the floor. That's going to be Alanis Delgado. Delgado out on top to Pendley. Pendley drives left, goes all the way to the baseline, stops inside the block, backs in, rotates right-hand shot off the glass, no good. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. I'm telling you what, Pendley, she is bulldog tough down there. She was staying after that rebound. BC finally able to break it into the forecourt. Left side, that's going to be Josie with it. Benedictine's second offensive possession of the game. Neither team with a point on the board yet, and we're now over a minute into the game. Kramer will accelerate to the right side. Drive back to the free throw line. Kicks it over to Josie. Josie's underhand shot is up. Off the mark, no good. And still, no points in the game. All the way down the floor with it. And into the forecourt very quickly goes Alicia Brown. Here's the shot from the top. Counted for three, and the Spires are on the board. Three-point shot from over on the far left side is going to belong to Alanis Delgado. And the Spires are on top, 3-0, at 8:20 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine, topside Kramer, starts to drive in, no whistle. Little contact, but no stoppage of play. She'll swing it back over to the right side. Gets it there to Stork. Here's a three-point shot for Kennedy, no good. The rebound lost out of play. Again, it's going to be Lady Raven basketball. Say, well, we're seeing kind of what you probably expect a little bit. First minute, first game. You're looking to get those jitters out of the way and the game legs beneath you. Now Kennedy Nicholson is going to have the ball knocked out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. Again, it's going to come back into Benedictine from the near sideline right at the 28-foot mark. Maybe to give you a little bit of geographic perspective, we are on a mezzanine. There's a walking track. And here's a shot underneath the Ravens. It's going to be up and falling away. Good. Allie Kramer for two. Lady Ravens back to within one at 3-2. 8 minutes to go in the first. So there's a walking track elevated above the outside of the gymnasium floor. We're on the west side right at midcourt. Here's a baseline shot. It's up and good. And another three-point shot. This one is going to belong to Jimmy Amal. And a couple of three-point buckets by St. Mary's gives them a 6-2 lead. BC trying to come up court for the basketball, and we will have a whistle, and we will have a foul. We talked about the tenacity of the St. Mary defense, and that time maybe just amped up a little bit too much, as Alanis Delgado will have her first foul of the game and a first foul by either team this season. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball, trailing at 6-2. Over to the right side, it's going to be Josie. She'll drive across underneath, have her pass slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds down to the baseline. Touch last by Brown. Alicia Brown, a 5'7" hometown product here from Leavenworth, Kansas. But I don't know which high school she attended. If it was maybe Leavenworth High, an old Pioneer. Turnaround 13-foot shot is up and no good. Benedictine unable to capitalize on the turnaround by Riley Roddinghouse, and up the floor with it, St. Mary. 7 minutes to go in the first. Top of the key with the basketball, and looking into the middle, it's going to be Brown. Alicia brings it off on top. Here's another three, sets down, and another three is good. That's the second one for Alanis Delgado. It's a 9-2 St. Mary lead. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter, and all of the Lady Spires points have come from outside. Here's BC. Nicholson kicks it over to Josie. She'll go three. Can't hit it. Rebound underneath. The pushback is up and good. Give that one to Nicole Stork for Benedictine. Lady Ravens cut the gap to 5. It is 9-4. 6:20 and rolling along in the opening quarter. Top side for the basketball is going to be Pendley. Pendley. The juke move goes in. Draws a foul. Can't complete the bucket. But she's coming to the line for a couple of shots. Crystal's headed over to the scorer's table to allow a pair of substitutions to enter the game for Benedictine as Allie Kramer and Kennedy Nicholson are going to check out. Oh, we're going to get one more. Also coming out of the game is going to be Riley Roddinghouse. I'm going to tell you that's Kyra Misuraca into the game for BC, it looks like. Kyra's out there. The free throw is up and good for Pendley. She's got one more shot coming up here, and we'll hit that one also. So Pendley will hit both free throws, pushing the lead to 11-4, St. Mary. 6 minutes to go, opening quarter. Josie Weiser goes underneath. Kyra, little power move, bounces off the rim 2-3 times, and it won't go in. And a rebound cleared down by St. Mary. Flying back up court with it. Spires, another three. Got it again! The third three already in the opening quarter for Alanis Delgado. And somebody's going to have to get a hand in her face. She'll have 40. 5:40 to go. And Benedictine trailing by 10 here already in the opening quarter. Mr. Rocca has the ball way up top. Hands it over to Josie. Now comes back out on top. And that is going to be Riley Brueggemann, a 5'8 freshman from St. James Academy, Lenexa. Shot for three, no. We better go back down, St. Mary. Here comes Delgado, and a little collision in the backcourt. And I think a foul on Josie. It is. So Josie Weiser will click her first foul of the game. Benedictine will have team foul two. And we're going to get a timeout.
Yeah.
Coach Folsom taking a break. Joseph, so shall we. Coming here at 5:20 to go in the first from Leavenworth, where it is St. Mary, 14, Lady Ravens, 4.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to hear on Care Radio. Good to have you along. And as the ball comes in, St. Mary lobs one down the floor, but will turn it over. And BC's coming back up the court with it. Let me try to reset the Lady Raven 5 out on the floor for you right now. And let's go with this. Out there for Benedictine, we've got Brueggemann, Dubert, Weiser, Stork, Mr. Rocca. Lady Raven 5. Original starters out there. No, we've got one substitution, two substitutions in for St. Mary. Amol, Delgado, and Brown are still out there. And with them is going to be Caitlin Ostronic, a 6-foot junior, transferred from William Jewell. And you're also going to see Kalani Hoskin from State Fair. She's a 6'3" junior center. Ravens are going to make another substitution, and we're going to see Anaria Morbidoni from Argentina in the game for Benedictine. Here's a three-point shot. That one is going to somehow miss, but an offensive rebound will be wasted and thrown into the backcourt, and Benedictine is going to get it back very deep. Yeah. Took them a minute to make that call. I'm going to tell you, out there on the floor for St. Mary, Kalani Hoskin, the 6'3 player from State Fair, she brings impressive size to that post position where she's paired up against Kyra Misuraca for Benedictine. 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens trailing at 14-4. And they've got a little bit of a hill to climb here early in the game. The ball's going to come in, and out top with it is going to be Brueggemann. Little one-hand push pass over to the right side. Leah Raines comes into the game now for Coach Folsom. Brueggemann, Raines, baseline jump shot, left side, no. Rebound, Kyra, follow shot, no, but got fouled. Missy Rocca coming to the line for a pair. Now, here's the thing. A couple of free throws, always good, but you need to finish that shot. You need to come out of this thing with three instead of two. And Kyra's got the height and the long reach to be able to make that play. She's going to have to be tough in the middle for this team this year. First free throw by Kyra is up and good. One more shot coming up. And she'll get them both. Kyra Misuraca, the 6'3 senior from Mustang, Oklahoma. And now we're going to have a traveling call. And there, you've got to give Brueggemann all the props right there. Because Riley did a nice job defending up the court. Caused the ball handler to make a miscue. And now Benedictine is going to have it back in at midcourt. 4:14 to go in the first. Lady Ravens have the ball, spreading at 14. Sixton will have a foul topside, a blocking foul by St. Mary. And that is going to be the second. Now, this is huge. Second foul on Alanis Delgado. And you got to remember, Alanis, 9 points, but now two fouls. So she's kind of jammed up a little bit here. And I'm surprised she has not been taken out of the game. Or did they get her out? Don't see her out there anymore. So they must have gone ahead and made that sub out. We'll pick it up here in just a minute. Right now, though, Benedictine with the basketball. Driving down the right side of the lane. No room there. Comes back off on top. Here's a three shot. Nope. And rebounded underneath by St. Mary. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Hoskin. Fires up the floor, is it? Brown has the ball. Comes off on top to Amald. Her shot for three is up, and it is going to be waved off as there's a foul off the ball. That is a huge break for Benedictine because that three-point shot was up and good, but Kehlani Hoskin is going to be called for her first foul of the evening. .340 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine back up court with it. Down eight. Here's a 17-foot shot straight away. No good. Rebounding it down. St. Mary. Amald coming up with the basketball, and we'll have a foul by Benedictine in the backcourt and trying to come up with a steal. Riley Brueggemann picks up her first. For BC, it'll bring up team foul three. And it'll belong to St. Mary's coming in the backcourt. Spires are going to make another substitution, introducing Summer Winicky into the game out of Johnson County Community College. She's a 5'7 sophomore out of Overland Park. St. Mary with the ball. Here's a three. In, out. Almost goes down to the rebound. Pulled away by Reigns. Aaliyah into the forecourt. Swinging it down the right side. Comes back out on top to Brueggemann. Underneath it goes. Back door. Back head. And the shot is up and good. Give Mr. Rocca the beautiful assist. And the crossover layup is up and good for Benedictine. The bucket to Aaliyah Reigns, her first points of the game. It is now 14-8 as the Lady Ravens battling back. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. BC down by 10 just a little while ago. Here's a shot from the left side. Three more! That bucket, another three-point shot. And that one for St. Mary's is going to belong to Rebecca Gilpin out of Truman High School. 17-8. USM. 2.5 to go, opening quarter. Right now you got Coach Kelly rotating back into the game. Paige Pendley and Allie Kramer coming back in for Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson coming back in for Benedictine. And in for the first time, JJ. Haven't seen her yet this year. Jennifer Jacobs out of KMC, Wichita. Riley Roddinghouse also coming in. Here's a shot. It is up, and it's good. First free throw is in. One more shot coming up here. Reigns will look it, shoot it. That one does not go down. Reigns with 3 points. Lady Ravens trailing at 17-9. 2:30 to play in the opening quarter. These two teams have been relentless up and down the court. You got to understand, we're on an 80-some point kind of a pace here for St. Mary. And now we'll have a foul off the ball in the backcourt by St. Mary. And for them, that is going to be team foul 7. Now, since it was a player control foul or an offensive foul, if you will, there's not going to be free throw shot. But Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line here for the last 2.5 of the opening quarter. BC topside, 3-point shot, rims out again, no good. Lady Ravens struggling, something awful from the perimeter. They're going to take another one, though. You got it. Shooters got to shoot. And again, it does not go down. And a rebound wrenched away and taken free by Tanika Sims for St. Mary. Fires up the floor. 2 minutes to go in the first. Leading by 8. And here's a Benedictine foul. The whistle is going to be on the Lady Ravens. And that is Anaria Morbidani. It'll be her first personal foul. Spires back with it. Work to the left side. Beautiful give and go into the middle and a foul call. That was nicely done as St. Mary's had Alanis Delgado, had Tanea Sims. Tanea Sims cutting down the lane. The guard off the left side of the lane just kind of jumps it into the middle. And the Raven defender had to reach in and pick up the foul. And that's going to be Kennedy Nicholson's first. As the free throw here is up and good. Tanea Sims has her first point of the ball game. This one is up. And she'll have them both. Back to the double-digit lead for St. Mary. 19-9. And a minute 45 to go in the first. Way out on the right side. Nicholson bounces it off on top. Little miscommunication. Range was not there for the ball. It was stolen by St. Mary. Spires coming up the floor with it. Swinging it over to the left side. It's going to be Hindley. Hindley will dump it off top side. They'll swing around the perimeter, running a little kind of a very basic motion. Now Hindley comes to the right side of the lane from the block. Puts the shot airborne. No good. Rebound and Benedictson clears it down. And we have a foul called underneath on St. Mary. Coming up with the board for the Lady Ravens is Riley Roddinghouse. And the foul committed by St. Mary. Again, that is going to be putting BC at the free throw line. The foul is on Sims. Tania Sims. It is her first. Her second free throw is up and no good. One more shot coming up here for Benedictine. Second one, it is also not going to fall. Offensive foul by BC. The ball's on the floor. It's going to be saved by Weiser. Lady Ravens go over to the left side. Another three is launched. And another three is missed. And a rebound. Spires. With 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. USM with a 10-point lead in the basketball. They'll dish it over to the left side, kick it back out of top. That's a really long three. Boom! From the outside, it goes Paige Hindley. 22-9, USM is opening up a lead with 45 seconds left in the first. Way out of the right wing. Nicholson tries to drive in, little contact, and I thought the official from the back was going to call it, but instead the official from the left wing makes the call. And again, Benedictine is going to come to the free throw line. Unfortunately for the Lady Ravens, the free throw shooting is not great. They're 3 of 6. Their three-point shooting is much worse. 0 for 8 in the first quarter from three-point range. Compare that to St. Mary's 6 of 8 from three-point shooting. And the first free throw is going to be up and good for Kennedy Nicholson. And with that, she will have her first score of the evening. Second shot. Got them both. Kennedy has 2. And it's 22-11. Shot clock. Game clock about 5 seconds apart. Another three. Can she? Oh, I was just short. And a rebound cleared around by Allie Kramer. I thought maybe Pendley was going to go back-to-back with long, long threes, but that one didn't fall. Kramer comes down, plays off the screen, misses it twice. Back over to the right side, over to the left side, and the shot clock runs out. No. Is she going to get it away and score it? She is. 5 seconds, 4. 3 seconds, 2. This desperation shot at the buzzer is off the mark, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter. It has been wild. It's been offensive-minded. And we'll be back to bring you the second quarter after 1-11 words. University of St. Mary's Lady Spires, 22, Benedictine, 13.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good to have you back with us here in Leavenworth, Kansas, where USM goes to the second quarter with a 22-13 lead. A look at the scoring so far in the game for the St. Mary's Spires. And they're just shooting the ball, and they're shooting it well. Hitting half of their shot, 6 of 12. Hitting 6 of 10 from the outside. They haven't hit a two-point shot in the game. 6 of 10 from three-point range, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. They have out-rebounded Benedictine 11-8, but here's the trick. A lot of fouls by St. Mary. 9 opening quarter fouls for Benedictine. Leading the way in scoring, it is Allie Kramer with 4, 3 for Aaliyah Raines, and then you got Nicholson, Stork, and Missy Rocca, each with 2. Leading score in the game, by the way, Delgado, 9 points. Here's a shot up underneath St. Mary, off the inbound, and no good. Rebound. Benedictine, here we come. Alanis Delgado's 9 points have come from 3 three-point shots. The feeds underneath. Nice defense by St. Mary as they deny Nicole Stork a shot. She has to dribble all the way across and bring her back out on top. Now to the left side is Kramer. Comes back off on top. Rodney House starts to go in. Kicks it down to the baseline left. Falling away, Josie. Shot is up. No good at the shot clock buzzer. Now they're going to call a 3-second violation on Benedictine. So, here's the deal. Shot didn't go down anyway. The shot clock had gone off, and St. Mary's had cleared it down, but instead of just letting the play go to the other end, they're going to have them put it in play. Ultimately, all to the same outcome. 9:20 to go in the half. St. Mary up the floor with the basketball. USM with it out on top as Kate Harger out of Olathe West High School, a 6'2 freshman. I'll tell you a little secret. Shot for Allers. 3 is up and good. Way outside on the right hand by Keely Bernard out of Olathe West High School. Keely Bernard hits the 3. I'm just getting ready to tell you a little secret. St. Mary's going to make some waves in this KCAC race this year. This girl seems pretty good. Here's a left-handed hook shot. Got it! For Benedictine. The quick turnaround is up and in by Riley Roddinghouse. Her first points of the game is 25-15. Ravens got to press defensively all the way up the floor, and the outlet will come into the forecourt and take it down the right side. That's going to be Amal. She'll drive right and then left, crosses the lane in front of Josie, kicks it back over to the wing, brings it off on top. The post will drive, fall away, draw another foul, and tell you what, Paige Pendley, she is a matchup nightmare in the middle, okay? She's got remarkably good ball handling ability. She can shoot the ball inside, outside. She's an aggressive rebounder. You're not just pushing her out of the way. And now she's come to the line for a couple of shots, the first of which is up and good. And Paige Pendley has her 6th point of the game and is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. That one is off the mark and an offensive rebound, St. Mary. Back door, layup is good. The bucket by Amal. 26-15. They're going to wave that shot off, right? Yeah. That was still a great play. Didn't count, but it was a pretty good play. 7:50 to go in the first half. Benedict, and cross court pass is stolen. St. Mary's coming up before it. It's going to be Brown. She'll swing it left. Takes it back over to the wing. Three-point shot. Launched and hit. Another three for USM. And a first point for Brown. BC's outlet pass to the other end of the floor is going to be slashed away and knocked out of bounds down to the baseline. 29-15. Lady Ravens with their greatest deficit of the game now, as they are down 14. Nicholson coming out of the game and Weiser coming out of the game for BC. Dubert will come back in and she'll take the inbound pass. Reigns is in there. Here's a little turnaround shot from the lane. The two-handed shot is up and no good for Rodinghouse. And back up over the basketball, it is St. Mary. Tell you what, I am super impressed with Pendley. Look at him bring the ball up the court. Drives in the middle. Now kicks it over the left side. The bounce pass in the middle is going to be stolen by Reigns, and BC's going to run it the other way. BC with numbers. Over to the left side. The feedback across. The layup is up and good. Outstanding movement of the basketball, and the bucket will belong to Riley Brueggemann. And it's 29-17 USM. Three-point shot fires. Off the mark. Rebounding it down. Benedictine. Lady Ravens coming out with the basketball, and that's going to be Rodinghouse. 6:40 to go in the opening half. BC with the ball down a dozen. Little hook shot into the lane. No good. And they will call a foul on Pindley. You know why? Pindley says, it was me. She's getting a little tired. She's lost just a little bit of a step, and probably Coach Kelly is going to be thinking about switching her out. Benedictine switching players out as they are going to take Rodinghouse out, and Miss Uraka is going to come back in, and BC at the free throw line will miss another shot. Lady Ravens having some struggles. This is Nicole Stork. Still looking for her third point of the game, and there it is. So Nicole has three. It's 29-18 with 6.5 to go. Benedictine shooting from the floor now at 6 of 20, and they are now 1 of 10 at the free throw line. Here we go, back the other way. St. Mary's works in from the Benedictine bench. The feed will go to the left block. The shot from underneath is not going to go in, but Miss Uraka got there a little late, and Kyra will collect her first foul. So Kyra, Miss Uraka, foul number one. Benedictine, team foul two. Fouls have slowed down a lot. The tempo of them, which is just breakneck pace a little bit earlier, has slowed down. The first free throw, airborne and good for St. Mary. And that is Kate Harker. She'll hit two. 31-18. University of St. Mary. 6:15 to go and running along in the opening half. BC with the basketball. Mr. Rocka topside. Passes up to three, throws into the middle, and the pass is way too high and out of reach of her teammate. But fortunately for Benedictine, a foul call, as they're going to say. Ayanara Morbidoni got pushed in the back. And that's going to be the first foul of the game on St. Mary's, Keely Barnard. And BC with the shot that goes up and in. 31-20. Back up front with it. St. Mary and whistles galore. It's the first game of the year. You expect some of that. Morbidoni, by the way, picking up that layup just a moment ago. Substitution's in for St. Mary. See if we can set that Benedictine five for you out there. Morbidoni, Brueggemann, Dubert, Reigns, Miss Uraka. Be around this Benedictine team last year, you're saying, don't know that one, don't know that one, don't know that one, don't know that. Yeah, I know those two. Reigns and Miss Uraka. No question that Coach Folsom is added some new faces and talents to his team from last year. There's a running shot up and in. I think you call that a Euro step. I call it a travel, but Harder, Katie Harder, will pick up two more points. And she's got four. 33-20 St. Mary's. 5:40 to go in the half. BC starts down the right side, and as the drive accelerates down the side of the lane, we will have another foul called. Foul is going to be on Paige Birch. So Paige will have a couple of fouls. And again, for St. Mary, quite a few fouls already. That is their 12th foul. Now, here's another one. That will be their 13th foul. And we've still got over half of the second quarter to go. We may just find out how deep and how talented that St. Mary bench is before we're done tonight. Benedictine coming to the free throw line. That'll be Lauren Dubert. Free throw's good. Lauren will have her first point tonight. Again, Lauren, a name you're not particularly familiar with. She's one of the two transfers from the Jets who came to Benedictine this year. Dubert will hit both free throws, making it 33-22, an 11-point game. And now we're going to get a timeout? Yeah. St. Mary's going to take a timeout as they get the ball to midcourt. Joseph, let's take a little break. What do you say? We're at 5:26 to go in the opening half here in Leavenworth, Kansas. The score, USM 33, Benedictine 22.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Fellas, we welcome you back to Leavenworth, Kansas. University of St. Mary's put the ball in play at midcourt directly below us from the mezzanine level, and as it comes in, BC collapses on the basketball, forces it to be tied up, and St. Mary will turn it over to the Lady Ravens. Benedictine has brought Riley Brueggemann back into the game, the freshman from St. James Academy in Lenexa. BC on top, three-point shot. There's one. How about that? That is the first successful three-point shot for a Benedictine this evening. And it is going to be the fifth point of the game for Inella Morbidoni from Argentina. 33-25. You know what? Lady Ravens, for not shooting real well so far in the game, they have kept USM kind of in reach. They have not allowed it to get away. There's a near travel. The dish is going to come out on top. Spires to the right side. The three ball, no good. Tip out on top. It's going to be let it be rolling itself out of bounds. Coming back to the Lady Ravens as it goes into the BC bench. Coach Kelly making another duo of substitutions. And again, right now he's taking out a couple of bigs. And I think it's early in the season. You know, you don't know what conditioning's like, and I'm sure there's got to be some fatigue that's going to be involved in this. There's Morbidini again for three. But wave it off, no shot. That will be her third foul. Lady Ravens have committed five here in the second quarter. Here comes St. Mary. 4.5 to go in the half. 33-25, Spires on top. For the basketball is going to be Tamia Sims. And now another foul and another one off the ball. I don't know when I've seen so many off the ball fouls called. But that's what's going to be called again. And again, of course, with the player control, there are no shots taken. This one is going to belong to Caitlin Ostronic out of William Jewell College at Osage Beach, Missouri. So Ostronic picks up the personal foul, and BC back up front with it, trying to get only by 8. 4 minutes to go in the first half. And now we've got a whistle away from the basketball. And another foul on St. Mary. Right now, Coach Kelly's, he is not very satisfied with any of this. And this is another player for St. Mary's picking up a third foul. This is going to be Rebecca Gilpin, starting point guard, 5'6", grad student from Truman High School. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line, this time into bonus. The first shot is up and no good. And the Lady Ravens, here's the deal. If they would be hitting any of these free throws, they'd be ahead. One more shot coming up. And that one's in there. So Nicole Stork misses the first but hits the second. That's what she did the last time at the free throw line. And it's 33-26. Inside 4 to go in the half. Now, 2 Ravens collapse down to the ball, and they're going to call a foul on Aaliyah Rain. And now that's going to give 2 free throws to St. Mary. First foul of the ball game for Aaliyah. St. Mary is coming to the line. The first shot is up and good by Alicia Brown, a 5'7 grad student, Rochester State University. She'll hit them both. Brown has her 5th points of the game, 35-26. A little over 3.5 to play in the first half. Topside, Miss Uraka. Both of these teams have used a lot of players. Miss Uraka for 3. Nope. Rebound underneath. Nice foul. Follow. Boom. It's up and good. Nicole Stork for 2. Give her the offensive rebound and the putback. 35-28. St. Mary leading by 7. 3:20 to go. Pass over to the right baseline. No room to drive in. And then mishandling the basketball. A little double dribble on Keely Bernard. Benedictine gets it back again. Here come the Lady Ravens. They're working over to the left side. Brueggemann dishes it off on top. Stork, back left wing, 3, misses. Rebound underneath, saved by the Lady Ravens. Brueggemann has a good hustle play. Now she tries to feed in the middle and just kind of lost the handle on the ball, and it falls right into the hands of a St. Mary player, and Spires back up the floor with it. USM up 7. 3-point shot. Air ball strong. Brueggemann rebounds it down. Brings it down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Looking down the floor. Swings it over to the left. All alone. Set. Shot 3. Up and good. 3-point shot for Benedictine in the bucket to Lauren Dubert. And we have the Ravens putting on some pressure as they are back within 4. And still 2:16 to go in the half. 35-31. Baseline jump shot in and out. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Dubert coming up with the rebound. Here come the Lady Ravens. Brueggemann into the forecourt. Skip pass to the right block. The feed underneath. Reigns gets run into from behind and fouled. It'll be Aaliyah coming to the line. Aaliyah Reigns can get Benedictine, who has trailed by as many as 14. She can get it back to within one possession as she comes to the free throw line here. And for USM, just very quickly, they have to go right back to bringing Paige Pendley into the game. Paige is a difference maker for the Spires team. Free throw, airborne, got it, rattles home. So Raines will hit the first shot. Second one, got them both. 35-33. St. Mary with the lead with the basketball and with a minute 56 left in the opening half. Squires are going to bring Summer Wynicke back into the game, the 5'7 sophomore, Johnson County Community College product. The ball over to the left side from the scorer's table. No travel call. Coach Folsom's over there lobbying for it. Here's a drive into the lane. The runner's off the glass and good. That was an athletic move and a strong drive into the lane by Demi Amal. 37-33. 90 seconds left in the half. Josie kicks it over to the left side. Baseline jump shot. Three. It's good again. Another three-point shot for Benedictine and Lauren Dubert. Back-to-back threes. 37-36. It's a one-point game. Baseline runner. Up and good. That was Tania Sims hitting the bucket. 39-36. And now Sims coming up with a steal. Here comes St. Mary. A minute to go with a half. Up top side is going to be Pendley. Pendley will knife to the right. I don't know how many steps she got there. It was a bunch. But a shot missed. Rebound Josie. She brings it down. Lays it off on top. Lobs it into the corner. The head fake. The shot. Three more! Back to back to back threes for Lauren Dubert. We're tied at 39. The shot clock is off. St. Mary has a chance to take a lead into the locker room. But they've got to be shell-shocked. They were up by 14. They're cut to the right side. Pendley has it on top. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. The falling away 15-footer no good. Ravens rebound is halftime. What a first half by Benedictine, who started icy cold, found the range, tied it at halftime, and we'll be back to summarize it for you as these two teams head for the locker room. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 39. University of St. Mary, 39.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Good to have you back with us here on Care Radio. These two teams have taken their coaches and the staffs to the locker room. What an exciting first half of women's college basketball. Lady Raymond didn't get off to a great start. They were having trouble getting anything to fall. St. Mary came out. It's kind of that, you know, that first game of the season, home crowd adrenaline rush, and they were playing off that, and they used it. Matter of fact, they used it so well, they were up 9 at the end of the opening quarter and pushed that lead to as many as 14. They were ahead 29-15 in the early going of the second quarter. And then Benedictine began to battle back and battle back. They found the range from the outside. And let's just recap the scoring. First of all, for St. Mary. Don't care what you say. Alanis Delgado is good. Alanis, 3 of 3. 3-point shooting for St. Mary. She has 9 to lead her team in scoring. You had 5 apiece for Amald and Brown. half a dozen for Pendley. Tell you what, she was so good in the middle. It's hard to believe she was only 1 of 5 from the floor in 16 minutes, but she felt like she was doing a lot more than that. After her, again, we have Amal with 5 and Brown with 5. 4 in the ballgame for Harder and Gilpin and Bernard, each with 3. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, a late flurry, okay, by Lauren Dubert, and she hit back-to-back-to-back, 3-point shot, ends the half with 11, and leads Benedictine in scoring at the break. Following her, Nicole Stork had a half a dozen, 5 apiece. Aaliyah Raines, also for Anaria Morbidini, 5 points. You had 4 in the half for Allie Kramer. First half scoring then drops down to 2 apiece for Riley Roddinghouse and Kennedy Nicholson. 2 also for Riley Brueggemann and 2 for Kyra Misuraca. Now, as the second half unfolds, I have to suspect that one of the big issues, one of the big things to be dealt with for both teams, but I think particularly for St. Mary, is the personal foul issue. They committed 16 first half fouls. That's a lot, okay? You'd like to see a team stay under 20 for a game. That's kind of a coach's, like, a guideline, kind of a goal. They shoot 420. But right now, 16 personal fouls by St. Mary. And Gilpin has 3, 2 on Osonic, 2 on Delgado, 2 on Sims, 2 on Brown. So they're going to have to tread lightly in the second half. For Benedictine, 10 team fouls as Brueggemann and Allie Kramer each have 2. No other player with more than 1 for the Lady Ravens. BC, 8 turnovers in the first half, but they forced St. Mary into 9. Benedictine out-rebounded St. Mary, 17-13. And when it was said and done, after the Ravens warmed up, shooting numbers are pretty similar. Benedictine, 12 of 28. St. Mary, 11 of 24. But at the free throw line, BC, a lot of shots, but they went 11 of 16. St. Mary was 9 out of 10 at the free throw line in the first half. Again, to reiterate, tremendous crowd on hand. St. Mary fans and a lot of people have followed Benedictine down. A lot of people from Atchison, a lot of people from Nemaha County. There are people here from King City, Missouri. I mean, that's the kind of fan base the Lady Ravens travel with. And we look forward to visiting with them, and we look forward to bringing you the second half of this evening's women's college basketball game live here on Care Radio. But right now, we're going to take a break. It's halftime in Leavenworth with your intermission score. Benedictine 39, USM 39. We go back to Joseph in the Care Sports studio where, oh yeah, you know, he's got some fantastic halftime.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Kerr Country Sports Schedule, we've got a lot on tap for you. I don't know if it will be as exciting as this Tide game is, but coming up this Friday, we've got Eudora at Atchison. Eudora is sitting at 5-4. Atchison is sitting at 9-0. So join us as we will have the A-High game this Friday. Of course, Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look is brought to you by our proud Sports Look sponsors, and it comes to you from the Kerr Country Court Store Studios. Anyway, we have basketball coming up Wednesday night as the men's team, the men's Ravens basketball team, will be hosting Haskell. I'll be back in just a moment.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, and this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, there was a game earlier today against Avila and Park. Park came out on top with a final score of Park College 73, Avila 65. And, of course, in this game, it's an exciting halftime score of 39-39. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside. I'm going to take a real quick look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 24. Tonight, under clear skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 39. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 17. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we are sitting at 33.3 degrees. We are at triple point. It feels like 28 degrees out there. Winds are out of the south solidly at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 61%. Dew point 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and our barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.30 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a few moments.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock. Then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online, anytime around the clock, at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
It is so good to have you back with us here in Leavenworth, Kansas. It's the debut of the 23-24 college basketball season on K-Radio, the Benedict and Lady Ravens. They found themselves behind. They were behind by a bunch. In fact, down 14 points in the second quarter. Have roared from behind to tie this game at halftime. We're deadlocked at 39 going to the second half. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Kautz with you here. Courtside, loop right, and shotgun just to make sure that everything goes just so. Good to hear Brian Hagan at the end of that last break. Atchison's answer to Chet Huntley. Thank you, Brian, for your halftime news and such. And all of that position would award the basketball to the Lady Ravens, and we are underway in the second half. It is 39-39. The ball in the middle is batted away, and I thought they were going to let them get away with that for a minute. I think the officials were so startled as a St. Mary player reached in. The ball gets knocked loose, hits her in the head, and then bounces around, but they will call the second foul of the game on St. Mary's, Paige Henley. BC, top side, swings it left, Josie, down to the block, backing in, twist and turn into the ball. What a defensive play by Paige Henley, huh? Back up, and it's going to come St. Mary, and Benedictine does not get a shot away in his first possession of the second half. Fires around to the right side in front of their team's bench. The pass comes off on top. The uncontested three is airborne and missing, and a rebound coming off the floor to Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson coming up with the basketball, and Benedictine coming into the floor court. Lady Ravens are going to start the second half with Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser, Ridinghouse, and Stork, the original starting five. For St. Mary's, it'll be Amal, Sims, Delgado, Brown, and Pindley. They're starting five also. Driving in, Kennedy, off the window, won't roll in. Rebound, Spires. 8:40 to go in the third quarter, so about a minute and a half in now. Still no one has scored yet in the second half. Here's a three, set sail, got it! St. Mary's has done its damage from outside, and they've been good at doing it. Alanis Delgado, that is her fourth. And I think if you go back to her last three in a row, I think that made her maybe four for her last four three-point shots. Here's a feed in the middle for Benedictson. It's going to be up and good. It is 42-41. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Lady Ravens trail by one. That bucket, by the way, if you're keeping your book at home, first points of the game for Josie. Running shot over to the left side is up and no good. Rebound takes, fires. Comes out on top. And it's going to be Pendley. And his shot is up. It's good. Plus one. Count the bucket. And the Benedictine foul, I think, is going to be on Nicole. It'll be her first of the game. Free throw rolls in. So Tanea Sims hits the two, hits the free throw, and pushes the Spire lead to 45-41. For Benedictine, important to not find themselves trailing by any amount here in the second half, and we're going to have a reach-in foul committed by St. Mary, and Delgado has her third. For the Lady Ravens, you just don't want to have to expend the kind of energy that it takes to come back from 14 down and do that a second time in a game. You've got to, now that you've drawn even at halftime and even now down by four, you just can't allow your opponent to, again, stretch out that lead and make you chase them. Gus always talks about it, that whole pushing the rock up the hill. After a while, it becomes just exhausting. BC put the ball in play, and here we go. Comes out on top. Alley Kramer jumps it left side. Weiser. Josie brings it off on top. Nicole Stork. And the ball batted out of bounds at the baseline. 11 on the shot clock. Lady Ravens are going to have it into their offensive end. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Kramer brings it in. Josie goes three. Gets it. And one. Josie gets fouled. Okay. That's a huge play, and we're going to talk about that for a minute. Josie was deep in the corner, launches a three and hits it. That's her first three of the game. She didn't score in the first half and has five already in this quarter. She gets fouled. Now a chance at a four-point play that can tie the game, and let's just cap that off with that is the third foul by Paige Pendley, and that is a big deal for St. Mary's. She is easily a floor leader out there. Now, the free throw doesn't go in for Weiser. Ravens trail by one. Here's a feed to the right block, and the ball batted away by Kennedy, but rescued by St. Mary. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Spires with the basketball, leading it by one. So many steps in the middle. So many steps. And I know I'm the old guy here. Everybody says, well, that's the Euro step. No, that's a travel is really what that is. So Benedictine is going to be called for a foul in the middle. It'll be personal foul number two on the Lady Ravens, Riley Rottinghouse. First free throw, not going to go in. And one more coming up here for Sims, and it does. So Tanea Sims will put that one up and in, chasing the lead now to 46-44. Cross court pass batted for a moment, and now the Ravens are going to lose it. And trying to steal it back, we'll have a foul on Allie Kramer. Kramer picking up her first personal foul this evening. And I got to tell you, maybe, again, it's the geography of where we're sitting. A little hard to see the scoreboard with, like, a lot of information. It's kind of across and sort of behind this. Here's a driving layup, plus one. So we're going to count the bucket. Alicia Brown is going to come to the line. She's already 2-2 at the free throw line. And for Benedictine, it will be a second foul on Josie Weiser. Lady Raven, team foul 3 of the third quarter. St. Mary's committed 4. Free throws out, no good. And rebound out of bounds. And they will say off Benedictine, touched last by Riley Rottinghouse. In the background, you can hear Coach Folsom as he sharing some encouragement with his players. Here's the inbound, baseline 3, up and no, rebound, Nicholson. Kennedy flying up the floor, dumps it over to the right side, feeds across, and going to be slapped out of bounds down at the baseline. Lady Ravens are going to have it in at their offensive end, directly beneath the goal. 25 on the shot clock and 6:27 to go in the third. 48-44, Lady Spires out front. Kramer brings it in, dumps it up on top. Going to be Stork, feeds in the middle, hook shot no, tipped around no, rebound on the floor, taken down, St. Mary. Delgado up the floor. Delgado goes right side. And again, so many steps, the driving layup by Pendley is good. 50-44. Well, a 4-0 run here for St. Mary with 6 minutes to go in the third. BC will feed it above the right block. Give and go underneath. Reverse layup. Nope. And as Kramer is bumped to the floor, we will have a St. Mary foul on Demi Hamal. I have her for only one tonight. And Benedictine is going to be coming to the free throw line with every foul here for the last 5:49 in the third quarter. Seven up there, Allie Kramer. And can't get it. For Allie Kramer, that was her first free throw of the game. And Benedictine as a team at the free throw line now goes to 11-17. She'll hit the second. So Allie will get her fifth point. It is 50-45. Little press put on here for the Lady Ravens. The ball into the fourth quarter on the outlet, and the cross-court passes are going to be slapped away. Knocked out of bounds. Lauren Dubert is back in for Benedictine. And I got to tell you, I know you've heard it already several times, but I'm going to kind of keep reminding you where some of these players are from. Number one, because they're new to the program, and number two, because they're new to you, and number three, because they're new to me. So we're all going to learn them together. Shot went up, missed, but an offensive rebound pulled down by USM, and a shot is up and missing. We're going to get a foul called on Aaliyah Rain. Coach Folsom way out on the floor. He doesn't like this much. There's a foul now being called on Rain. Rain will have her second foul of the game. Both teams in the bonus here with still 5:23 to go in the third quarter. The free throw up and good. And Alanis Delgado, 13 points, now 14 points. And it is 52-45. Suddenly the Ravens right back down by 7. A little over half of the third quarter remains to be played. BC has made many substitutions. Here's a little reverse driving layup, but the Ravens keep trying that shot, but for some reason keep missing that shot. Love the crossover layup, but really I only love it when you put it in. Here's a change of direction. Ball's going to be kicked back out on top, and St. Mary's continues to work the perimeters. The shot clock to single digits now. Feed into the middle. Big collision. Lots of contact. And we got to call a foul. Yes. But against whom? Foul is going to be on Benedict. And is that on Dubert? Her second? Yep. Lauren Dubert. Foul number 2. St. Mary's coming to the free throw line. And the first shot is going to be up and good for Kehlani Hoskin from State Fair. Second free throw, it's up also good. The last player that I can remember coming to Benedictine from State Fair, it's got to be maybe Curtis Ivey. And I think that Curtis would have been here for Coach Sikafoos, so we would have been in the, 85, 86, something like that. I don't think Macy's had a guy from State Fair or a girl player from State Fair since then, nearly 40 years. Here's a shot underneath, partially deflected, and rebounding it down is Benedictine. Nice bit of defense in there for the Lady Ravens by Morbidoni. BC top side, three-point shot, no. Rebound underneath, Rain gets the roll. Nicely done. And Rain, here's the thing, Aaliyah's just a hustler. I mean, she doesn't slow down, she doesn't quit, she never gives up on the play or the ball. And Benedictine trails it now 54-47 as we're going to get a timeout taken on the floor. Let's do it, Joseph. Let's take this break at 3:41 to go in the third quarter. As I mentioned, at St. Mary, 54, Benedictine, 47.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
As we return here to Leavenworth, Kansas, we welcome you back. And St. Mary puts the ball in play. Now Benedictine's going to come up with a steal. The drive down the court. The racing shot is up and missing. And BC comes up with a great defensive play and then fails to seal the deal. And you know what that is? That's a freshman mistake. Okay, you hope that you learn. It's game one of the season. These things are going to happen. You just hope that by Thanksgiving that you've got that figured out and out of the system and have gotten better. Now we have a whistle and officials are having a conversation, and now they've got Coach Kelly running out of the floor. I think they thought it was going to be against a Benedictine player. An official from the near side comes over. The officials met at the center circle, and now two of them are talking to Coach Kelly because he is really upset. But what he believes is a reversal of the call, and I think in the official's mind, it's a clarification of against whom that foul had been called. So the foul ultimately is going to be on St. Mary's. Hoskin, Kehlani will have her third foul of the game, and Benedictine has the basketball with 3:20 to go in the third, trailing by 7. Bergman will take it down the right side, steps in the middle, puts a shot up off the window, and good! So Riley Brueggemann, 4 points, and it is 54-49. Shot for three from way outside. It's up and good. My goodness, what a shot. 57-49. Two and a half to go in the third quarter. The Ravens shot underneath, missing. St. Mary coming down with the board. BC's getting one shot and only one. Have not been a ton of offensive rebounds for Benedictine today. First driving to the left and then to the right. The lob into the corner. The set shot uncontested on its way. No good. Rebound, BC. Brueggemann's going to come up with it. A baseball pass up the floor. Was telegraphed and nicely defended by Demi Armal. Going to slap it out of bounds down by the entrance gate, which is in the northeast corner of the building. They'll chase the ball down the hall for a minute and bring it back. It'll be Benedictine basketball with 2:16 to go in the third. Lady Ravens have the ball. going to be put in play in front of their bench. 2:14 to go, third quarter. The drive right, the ball batted away, picked back up. And nice save for BC. Here's a shot for three. Nope. Rebound underneath, followed up off the rim twice, and it will not go in. Brains was hoping to get that three-point opportunity, but instead she's going to come to the line for a pair of shots. Now, here we go. We talked about this at halftime, and now it's really becoming reality, I guess. That is the fourth foul of the game. Okay, for Gilpin. Free throw? No. Still 57-49. So Rebecca Gilpin in deep trouble with four fouls. Second free throw is going to be good for Aaliyah. And it is 57-50 with exactly 2 minutes to go. And now we're going over to the scorer's table here. Getting a little something ironed out over there. Clock. Look at the clock here. 8:51. We're doing pretty good here, Joseph. Game's just an hour 20 old. There's the travel. There's the whistle. Okay, they're going to let four or five steps go in the lane, but that one was a bang-bang travel play. And I'm going to tell you, one of the other things that happened right there, that's a player who has not really been in the game much. Keely Barnard, a freshman from Olathe, 5'5". Ravens back in, bounce with the basketball. Down seven. Here's a Euro step thing. It's silly. Ravens turning it over. Coach Folsom wants to take the timeout. So do we. Joseph, it's a break. With a minute 44 to go in the third. The score remains St. Mary 57, Benedictine 50.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct, in Atchison.
Welcome back. Women's College basketball here on Care Radio. St. Mary brings the ball up the floor, puts a shot on its way that's not going to be good. Offensive rebound and the follow shot off the side of the backboard, and we're going to get a blocking call on Kyra Misiraka, who has just checked into the game for Coach Folsom. So here we go for Benedictine right now. You've got Morbidani and Brueggemann, Dubert, Reigns, and Misiraka. At the free throw line for St. Mary, the shot rolls up and won't go in for Tania Sims. Sims has had a lot of free throws. She was 4-5 before that shot. This one rolls in. It is now 58-50. And we got a minute 29 to go in the third quarter. The official instructing Nicole Stork that you can run the baseline, but there's nobody in the backcourt. But it's true. She could have run the baseline if she'd have felt like it and wanted to. Here's BC going baseline. Little reverse layup. Missing again. How many times have we seen Benedictine go with that crossover but not hit the shot? And now on the subsequent rebound, a Lady Raven foul. And as both teams run the bonus, to the other end of the floor we go. And the third quarter, which for maybe just a few minutes early on had kind of a little bit of momentum, it's all gone. Minute 15 left in the third. Going to be the third foul on Riley Rottinghouse. The free throw is up and good. So Ronnie Counts will pick up her third foul. And both free throws are good for Summer Winke, the 5'7 sophomore from Johnson County Community College for USM. St. Mary's leading it by 10 with a minute to go in the third quarter. And again, Benedictine finds itself with a hill to climb. Right side is going to be Rain. Accelerates into the lane. Stops, pops, off the window, gets it bumped. Reigns will get two. Aaliyah having a nice game coming in off the bench tonight. 40 seconds left in the third. Shot clock, game clock, about 12, 14 seconds apart. Here's a shot from the right side. Wow! From way, way outside, the three-point bucket by Summer Winke. And still, USM is scoring from the perimeter. They like the three-point shot, and if you can hit them as well as they do, I'd like them too. Here's a driving shot. Rains for a pair. So Rains gets two more, and Aaliyah doing everything she can to keep her team in it. Now she'll come over the steal. Outlet down the floor, and Kennedy Nicholson gets grabbed by the arm. They don't call a foul. And if the ball goes out of bounds, the clock elapses. Now the question is, are they going to put a little time up on the clock? Because I don't think that they could go back and retroactively call that foul, but my gracious. Let's see what we're going to do here. The officiating crew comes over to the scores table. There will be very, very little, maybe a second, maybe less. Yeah, 4/10. At 4/10, you cannot catch and shoot. You have to just basically tip the ball. It will be coming, though, into play for Benedictine from the baseline beneath the goal. Are they going to go to the video? Oh, yeah, here we go. That's with the camera sitting next to us, pointing at that bucket. That's what that's for. And that's the view that they're going to be looking at to determine when the foul occurred, how much time to put on that scoreboard. While they're doing that, we're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, and remind our good listeners that we've got a pretty packed kind of sports schedule coming up on Care Radio. And it all starts off with nothing tomorrow. Not a thing. Wednesday, however, here we go. The Benedictine men in the Nolan Gymnasium, 7 o'clock ball game. You'll get that one on Care Radio. BC guys. Thursday, Sports Look. Friday, the Atchison Phoenix at home with the Cardinal of Eudora. 7 o'clock game from Amelia Earhart Stadium. And it's Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. Care pregame at 12:45. The Benedictine Ravens. So BC will be looking for its seventh consecutive win. National poll came out this afternoon, and the Ravens neither gained nor lost any ground, staying number 14 in the nation today. Boy, I might have spoiled Brian Hagan's lead story for tomorrow morning's 7 a.m. news. I hope not. Brian, if I've done that, my genuine apologies, because I know you're probably working on that one, but I couldn't help myself. Okay. Well, the officials, after all of that time, are still down at the scorer's table, and I have not seen any change. Are they going to change that scoreboard clock now? They leave the scorer, the official scorer, and go out and talk among themselves. And now they're calling the two head coaches in. Coach Folsom's busy diagramming up something. So assistant coach Andy Connolly will go in his stead. And again, we see no move. They've left it that 0.4 is what we're going to have here. About to the end of the third quarter. Lady Ravens have it into their baseline. Going to have to go for a quick tip. They got to lift. They got to lob it. They got to lob it. They got to get it in. And this is up and boy, near close. And that's the end of the quarter. Well, it didn't pan out very well. In the fourth quarter, Ravens are going to have a come from behind effort in store. Let's see how it goes. After three in Leavenworth, it is University of St. Mary 63, Benedictine 54.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back. We're going to go to the fourth quarter, but Benedictine, after coming from behind, tying the game at halftime, allowed themselves to be outscored 24-15 in the third quarter. Go to the fourth down, 63-54. Inbound it comes. St. Mary with the basketball, and we are underway. Lady Ravens led in scoring by Dubert with 11. Reigns with 12. Dubert with 11. Two VC players in double-figure scoring for St. Mary. 14 for Delgado. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. 21 on the shot clock. And from deep in the baseline corner, St. Mary's going to bring it in again. Now the ball is going to be lost away. And we're going to have a BC foul, a blocking foul. So the Lady Ravens, 17 seconds into the second half, will have a personal foul number one. And it'll be foul number three. For, who's that, Kate Herter? Or no, that's Nicole Stork. And here's a shot up and good for three. And suddenly, BC's in trouble. They're down double figures, 65-54. Pass over to the right side. Allie Kramer with the basketball. 9:20 to go in the ball game. The feet into the lane, backing in, turning, shooting off the window, no good. Rebound tipped around, and the ball's going to be taken away. Here comes USM. They've got the ball. Let's see if they've got the patience to work the clock a little bit and utilize the full time on the shot clock. Here's the give and go. Right side twisting, turning, spinning, shot blocked from behind. That was a heck of a defensive play out there for Benedictine. Good play by Riley Roddinghouse. And on the other end of the floor is the Lady Ravens go up for the shot. We're going to have another St. Mary foul. Now, the officials are going to talk about who committed. I see they're not sure against whom they're calling the foul here. And now they're going to send the players to the benches again. There was some discrepancy among the officials as to the perpetrator. 65-54. USM in front, now down at 8:50 to play. Look at those fouls. Huh? For USM, Gilpin has four. Then you've got Delgado with three and Pendley with three. For Benedictine, three apiece for Roddinghouse and Stork and Norbidoni. And then no one else with more than two. So they're going to take another little stretch of time and another little powwow. See if they can sort this thing out. The game was going on reasonably well, but here in the late going of the third quarter, now here into the early portion of the fourth, we've had a handful of issues where the officials are trying to kind of get the heads together, trying to make sure everybody's on the same page, see if they can strike some kind of agreement out there. Not sure they're going to come up with that, but they're going to try. Now we got two more back over the scores table. Well, with Benedictine Lady Ravens, I'll say this. We have seen a lot of players. I mean, what have we got? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 different players in the scoring column today. Everyone who has played has scored. almost everyone who has played, all but two players, have gotten a rebound. All but one player has committed a personal foul. I mean, it has been kind of wild and willy. But again, game one, you know, there's going to be a little bit of that. A lot of fans from the area have traveled down here tonight. Nolan's here, which is always nice. And on each of these teams, there are some young players still kind of sitting down toward the end of the bench. Still got those warm-up jerseys on. So, we'll see if any of them get opportunities at a little playing time tonight, perhaps. All right. So they're going to say the foul is going to be on Amald for St. Mary. It will be her second personal foul. Benedictine at the free throw line and range shot. It's up and it is good. Aaliyah Raines out of Meriden, Kansas. Jefferson West High School. Second shot. Got them both. So Raines has like a dozen points now. They'll make it 14 now. Baseline three. Got it again. And another huge shot for Paige Pendley. She has been fantastic for St. Mary tonight. Spires go up 68-56. 8:20 left. Ravens for three. Raines knocks down another one. I'll tell you what, the seniors not wanting to be denied here tonight. What a shot by Raines with a defender in front of her. 68-59. Back down the left side. Spinning, twisting, a little underhanded one-hand shot. It's up and good for USM. That is Alanis Delgado. Delgado had 9 in the opening quarter. Then we really heard very little out of her since then until right there. 70-59. Baseline turnaround shot, no good. And again, the rebound to Pendley. Players all over the floor. Pendley goes over and with one player from each team in each hand, lifts them into the air and sets them down. And it is going to be St. Mary basketball put in play in the backcourt. 7:40 to go. USM has the ball up 11. Up 4 with it, and over to the right side is going to be Aaliyah Brown. Her shot up, no good. Miss Uraka coming up with a rebound, and here comes BC. Running up the floor, the dish over to the left side. Comes back off on top. Stork thought about the three, then does it. Swings it back over to the left. Dubert has the ball. Top side, Josie. The feet in the middle. Miss Uraka shot up and good. That was a flat shot. That thing got 10.5 feet off the ground. But Miss Uraka gets a couple of points. 70-61. Back out top side again. Still enough time, but for Benedictine, no time to waste. Little hook pass right side, shot off the window, was going to miss. And rebound, players knocked to the floor, no foul called. Player knocked to the floor again, no foul called. And here comes Benedictine up with it. Flying down the court, the dish over to the left. Josie will work baseline, goes in, one-handed runner, and there's a blocking foul. I'm going to tell you, Paige Pendley thought she was set. And I'm not so sure I'm arguing with her because she was there and planted for a little bit. But good fortune smiling on Benedictine there as Josie Weiser will come to the free throw line. And for Pendley, it'll be foul number 4. Josie's free throw? Yeah. Josie. Half a dozen points now. 6:34 to go in the ball game. Benedictine back to within 8. And this one makes it 7. And the Lady Ravens continuing to battle tough. 70-63. Back down. Lady Spires. The drive down the right side of the lane. The running shot high off the backboard and good for Demi Amal. 72-63. And BC. Brueggemann way up high between the circles. Gets it over to Nicole Stewart. Three-point shot, Weiser. In and out, no. Rebound underneath, Pendley. Pendley's needing a little break. She's a 10th player up the floor, and she looks just absolutely exhausted. Baseline shot, three more for USM. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. 3 points for Demi Amal. And the break coming at 5:44 left in the game. Spire 75, Lady Ravens 63.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Hey, happy to have you with us. .544 75-63 in the fourth quarter. Not quite halfway through the fourth quarter. And this ball game, which has been along at a relatively brisk clip earlier on, is now well over 2 hours old, and we've still got a ways to go. So, yeah, not going super fast here tonight. Here's Brueggemann with the basketball over to the right side to Weiser. BC brings it off on top. First to the right, then to the left, back to the right. Kramer stops, pops, gets two. Allie Kramer knocking it down. 75-65. BC still down 10. Seems like every time the Lady Ravens make any kind of a run, Spires seem to have an answer. Here's a shot on the other end, and a Raven foul on Nicole Stork. So Nicole will pick up the personal foul. It'll be her fourth. Coming to the free throw line for St. Mary's is going to be Tania Sims. Shot up and good. At the free throw line tonight, Sims is now 6 of 8. She's got 10 and now 11 points. And Benedictine again is down a dozen. Stork out of the lineup for the Lady Ravens, and coach is going to reach to the bench. Who are you going to bring back in here? And Nara Morbidoni back in. And here, Mr. Rocca tries to dribble the ball into the middle, loses a handle on it. St. Mary's is going to come up with it. 4:44 to go in the ball game. Feed over to the left side, comes back out on top. There she goes. It's a three, too strong this time. And Lady Ravens are going to rebound it down. Josie Weiser strips it away and comes into the forecourt. Down to 4.5 to play. Time becoming a problem here for Benedictine. Miss Shiraka comes on top. Morbidoni feeds for Miss Shiraka. She's double teamed, and a defender gives a little bear hug from around the left side. Walks away grinning because she knows she was caught with her hand in the bucket. And that will be five. It will. Five fouls for Paige Pendley. And she was fantastic tonight. 13 points. Five rebounds. 27 minutes. She did a lot of things for her team tonight. 4:20 to go in the game. Benedictine with the basketball, but they are down a dozen. Driving across, falling away. Got too far underneath the goal, and that was Dubert making an error in her location on the floor. This is the shot, and in the battle for the rebound, we're going to have another foul by St. Mary. If Benedictine has anything they can cling to right now with 4:13 to go and down a dozen, it's that all the fouls on St. Mary, maybe, they can get some points on the board without any time coming off, but what you got to do is hit the free throw, and Miss Yaraka does not. One more free throw coming up for Kyra. And it is no good. Rebound. Cleared away by St. Mary. 4 minutes to play. Spires with the ball up a dozen. The acceleration to the right side. The dish back to the top. The swing over to the baseline left. They'll work the perimeter. Kick back and a reach-in foul by Benedictine. And here's the thing. If you're going to commit the reach-in foul, you got to do it in the first 5 seconds of the shot clock, not the last 10. And again, the kind of things that you will probably be working on after game one when you learn a lot of things about your team. Here's an offensive foul. And that was really well done by Riley Brueggemann. She got in front of the St. Mary player, got herself planted. She knew what was coming. Everybody knew what was coming. And she stood in there and accepted the contact. And that is going to be the fourth foul on Tanea Sims. Here's BC. Still down a dozen, though. With all that play, all that time, all those shots have gained no ground, and the time continues to roll away. 3.5 to play. Cross court, left side, 3-point shot, way too strong. Rebound tipped out, cleared away by St. Mary. Amal will come up court with the basketball, gets it toward midcourt, and then we'll swing it back over to the left side to Brown. Quick three. You'd think that they would take time, but I guess if you're going to just hit the shot, there's no reason to. As Alanis Delgado hits another. That is her fifth three tonight. 80-65 Spires. 3 minutes to go. Shot for three for Benedictine off the mark, and on the effort at the rebound, two players go out of bounds to the basketball, and our official down at the baseline on the east end of the gym says it will belong to BC. Lady Ravens will inbound it down there. And again, it's going to be Riley Brueggemann. She brings it in to Josie. And we have a foul on the inbound. So on the inbound play, before the ball ever gets in, Delgado will have her fourth foul. So right now, St. Mary has had one player foul out. They've got three more players out there with four fouls apiece. But again, time. Time's the deal. Down to the last 2:56 to go. Josie is at the free throw line. The first, no. Josie Weiser. I've got up her 7 points. Does that sound kind of close? Yeah. I can live with that. Second one. There it is. So Josie is 3 of 5 at the free throw line. And St. Mary coming up with a ball and into the forecourt, up 14. Here's a feed across, a batted away, stolen by Benedictine. Ravens are going to fly up the floor, plenty of contact. Nice move. The driving, spinning layup by Allie Kramer is in. That was a thing of beauty. Outstanding play by Allie Kramer. 2.5 to play in the game. And I'm surprised Coach Kelly hasn't told his team to take some time off. But I'm not sure that's how St. Mary plays. I think they seem to have one speed, and that's like foot on the floor all the time. 2:10 to go. Here's a hook pass on top. 3-point shot launched and hit. 3-pointer for Tanea Sims. And she has 14 and has been outstanding. Minute 59 to play. Benedictine down 15. Josie Weiser coming in playing on the near side, right in front of the student section. Now we have players tangled up and lots of contact over here on the near side. That's going to put BC back at the line. Once again, you got Coach Kelly talking to the official, and that's a kind of a technical mistake for St. Mary to let Lady Ravens score with no time going off. It's the last thing that they would like to do. Although, up 15, BC would have to score a lot. That said, it's not the kind of habit you want to get into, and Allie Kramer will hit on her first of two free throws. Second free throw is up. She will have gotten them both. Trimming the lead now to 83-70. Minute 55 and rolling. BC's going to trap across midcourt. Coach Kelly says, I'm taking a timeout. And we're going to do it, Joseph. Coach Kelly has a pretty good idea right there. Let's do it. Minute 52 to play in tonight's women's college basketball game. It is St. Mary, 83, Benedictine, 70.
Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison, or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
Ball comes in play in front of the scorer's table, and USM will bring it up the floor. Leading by 13 here in game one of the 23-24 basketball season. Deep lob into the right corner. They'll bring it back on top. Coach Kelly letting them run time. It's down to 8 on the shot clock. Here's a 3, set, and up and good again. 3 more for Tania Sims. She has been fantastic tonight. I think that's like 17 for her now. BC down 16. Here's a 3. It is blocked. And a little incidental contact out of the floor. And a St. Mary's player falls backward. But she gets quickly to her feet. She'll be fine. 1:14 to go. Once again, the officials are going to have a little confab out on the floor. They've had confabs all night long. Nothing new. The foul is going to be assessed against... I'm not sure who it's against. Okay, I know who it's against. It's against Jamia Mald. Crowd's not thrilled with it. At the line, Kyra shots up and good. Kyra Misuraca, Mustang, Oklahoma. Kind of a OKC suburb, sort of the northeast edge, I think. Second free throw. There it is. Gets them both. So Kyra, a moment ago, missed two, steps up here and hits two. And the Ravens are going to press on the inbound. Down 14 with a minute to play. A little pushing and shoving. Pass back over to the right side. Spinning. Here's a shot off the mark. Rebound, BC. 45 seconds to go. Kramer will bring it down. Sends a shot up and doesn't go in, but she will come to the line for a couple. Two free throws coming the way of Benedictine's. Allie Kramer. 38 seconds to go, and so Allie tonight, what is she? I've got like 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Got like 11 points. Having a good night. Free throw here rolls up and in. Good to see Allie having sprung back from an injury and doing well. That free throw is also good. It is 86-74. And now a quick foul by Benedictine, and we go to the other end of the court. I didn't see what happened there. That was a fast one. Well, I see that. So apparently, it is going to be the 5th foul on Benedictine's Anara Morbidoni, 5'11" junior from Argentina. First free throw here is up and no good, and that's kind of a rare miss because St. Mary has just not missed a ton of shots tonight. They have played very well coming out of the gate this season. Second free throw, perfect. Here comes BC. All the way to the baseline. Kramer will go in, have the ball stripped out of her hand. Back up with it will come St. Mary. And they're going to just hold it up. Shot clock's off. They do not have to shoot. And they'll run a little motion. And that's going to do it. Your final score here tonight in Leavenworth. University of St. Mary, 87. Benedictine, 74. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
Hey, we're back with you here in Leavenworth, Kansas, where tonight University of St. Mary's came out of the block fast, played well, shot fantastically, and defeat Benedictine tonight, 87-74. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Spires. Man, what do we have here? 4 players at double-digit scoring, led by Delgado with 19, 17 for Sims and 13 for Pendley, who fouled out of the game. You had 11 for Amald. So, again, 4 players for St. Mary in double-figure scoring. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 3 double-figure scorers, led by Aaliyah Raines with 17 tonight. Aaliyah, great night. 5 of 7 shooting the ball, perfect at the free throw line. Also in double figures, you had one of the new players that you're going to learn to know and to meet Lauren Dubert out of Beloit, Kansas. She's a transfer in out of Newman, and she had 13 points tonight. Also in double figures is Allie Kramer. She had 11 this evening for Benedictine. Going from top to bottom, two for Kennedy Nicholson. Josie Weiser had 8 this evening. Brodinghouse had a pair of 6 for Stork, 5 for Morbidoni, who fouled out this evening, by the way. You had Bergerman with 4 and 6 for Kyra Mishiraka. Benedictine, 22-55, shooting the ball at 40%. St. Mary's, red hot, 25-51, and they were 16-32 three-point shooting tonight, hitting half of their three-point shots this evening. Also 21-26, 81% from the free throw line. Benedictine Lady Ravens begin the season at 0-1, and for USM, they will start at 1-0. Now, tomorrow night, no games on Care Radio, but then it gets really, really crazy the rest of the week. Wednesday, up in the Nolan with Coach Moody, Coach Peer, and the Benedictine guys. It'll be a 7 o'clock ball game. The BC Ravens here on Care. Wednesday evening at 7 from the Nolan. Thursday night, it'll be Sports Look right after the Care Radio evening report. Then we move to Friday night where Castaneda will go up to Amelia Earhart Stadium. It's the Phoenix and the Cardinals as Atchison hosts Eudora in the regional round of the Class 4A state tournament. And Saturday, it's a trip across the old show-me state. We go to St. Louis. The Benedictine Ravens, for the first time ever, will be playing Missouri Baptist. Join us for the Care pregame at 12:45 and a kickoff at 1 o'clock, St. Louis and Atchison time. Did you believe we're in the same time zone as St. Louis? How good is that? Hey, thanks so much for having joined us here this evening. Getting the final score tonight. USM 87, Lady Ravens 74. Until we greet you next time, for our man Joseph in the Care Studio. Joseph, well done. I don't know how it gets any better than this. Thank you so much for Luke joining me here on the road tonight. Tom Cowles. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.